Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. There are some who are determined to get the Richmond City Council to have some sort of a vote against Israel. Now, it's the same Richmond City Council that can't figure out how to fill potholes. Same Richmond City Council that looks at the Richmond public school system and says, huh, so you folks thought you were going to learn how to read, did you? Yeah, well. Now, thus far, I do have to give them credit. I really, really do. Thus far, they have not undertaken the collective stupidity of having some sort of resolution on the Middle East. But it's coming. Make no mistake about it. It's on the way. They've got a very active Instagram account, and it's called No Votes for Genocide. Genocide, of course, is what the morons are calling Israel's pushback against the terrorists. Why? Well, because they're thoroughly useful idiots. It's a little bit like that demented little troll, that's how she was described, so I'm just going to share it, that Greta Thunberg. She's now out advocating on behalf of Hamas. Can you believe this nonsense? I mean, honest to God, you just sit back and you think, well, it can't possibly get any worse. And then one of these folks says, here, hold my Bud Light. Let's make it worse. I don't know how you do that. It just seems to me, yet to a point, there ought to be a limit. Right? It's like, I don't know, having too much to drink or having too much to eat or gaining weight or something. You go, oh, you know what? That's it, man. Boy, forget about it. No, I got to do something about this. The late, great John Panette. Remember him? One of the funniest stand-up comedians ever. And John was a big guy. He was a really big guy. In fact, his nickname when he was first coming into the world of comedy was the Boston Globe, which is one of the two newspapers up in Boston. And he talked about sumo wrestlers. He had a whole bit on it. He talked about sumo wrestlers. He says, you know, well, those guys are big. And John himself was probably 300 pounds at the time he's doing the bit. He says, I look at them and say, oh, you have really let yourself go. And that's how I feel about some of this, where somebody has just got to say, seriously, it's just enough. It's just enough. I am telling you right now, as sure as I am sitting here, and I know we got a lot of great stuff coming up, but I just saw this particular Instagram account. And I'm just waiting. I really am. I am just waiting for the leftists to get in on it and see how far they can take it. Tiny Tim Kaine? Yeah. Mark Warner? Well, you know Mark Warner, right? Seriously, doesn't he always look like, you know, he's trying to do... Anyway, so will they weigh in on this? I mean, they already have taken a position that is anti-Israel. Maybe they go along with this at this point. The current mayor of Richmond, LeVar Stoney, who now has decided he wants to be what? Lieutenant governor? Because he's going to bring the same level of excellence and professionalism that the city of Richmond has suffered under for the last 8 years. And bring that to the entire Commonwealth. Because, you know, again, why not? Where is he going to be on this? And it's difficult for many in Richmond's Jewish community, the Central Virginia Jewish community, anyway, to get a handle on this. Because so many members of the Central Virginia Jewish community are themselves leftists. And this is something that's playing out all across America. It's really, I don't want to say entertaining because that diminishes it, but for me, as a Jewish guy who's not a leftist, I look at this and I'm just thinking, man, I told you about this. Right? You want to wag your finger and say, I warned you. I warned you what they were up to. I warned you what they were willing to do. So, I just mentioned that. It just happened to pop up. Somebody sent this IG account over, and I just happened to take a look at it. So, what can I tell you? All right, yeah, Jerem, I'll send it over to you, and you can take a look at it or see what else is going on with that. Robert Spencer's going to be here in about a half an hour. He's got a brand new biography out of Muhammad. Yeah, the Prophet Muhammad. I think it's really interesting. Now, Robert says we are absolutely facing very, very difficult challenges. And you and I have certainly talked about this. Who is twisting ideology or twisting religion? Who's utilizing it as a pretense to commit acts of violence? Well, Robert Spencer has a little bit of insight, and he'll be with us at 3:35. I also have an absolute freakout that I'm looking at from Democrats across America, which, you know, kind of makes me feel good, of course. Because in Wisconsin, of all places, Wisconsin is supposed to be just locked up for Kamala Harris, right? She is apparently now down by 3 points in Wisconsin. Tammy Baldwin, who is a far left winger, man, an extremist U.S. senator for Wisconsin. This should have been a cakewalk for her. Right now, she leads, apparently, according to the Wall Street Journal, by 2 percentage points, which is well within the margin of error. So this whole coup to topple Joe Biden. Which
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Which was motivated, we learned, by folks like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, because they feared that with a Biden loss, and it was a guaranteed Biden loss, there was no way Biden was going to win, but that with that catastrophic Biden loss, there was going to be a huge, huge down-ballot impact, which got rid of a whole bunch of Democrats in the U.S. Senate and in the U.S. House. So they said, well, we got to do something about it. So you had the palace coup. They pitched Joe Biden right off the cliff, right? Pushed his wheelchair right over the cliff. And they picked Kamala Harris. They selected her. It was interesting. She was on, oh, God, was it that stupid Stephen Colbert show? Or I don't know, one of them. Where she says, oh, you know, it was a huge honor to be elected. You weren't elected. You were selected. There's an S at the beginning of that word. You were selected to be the Democrat Party nominee. You weren't chosen by any of the voters. In fact, and no offense, ma'am, but you've never actually been chosen by any voters to be the presidential nominee. I would say you failed, but you dropped out of the last primary system before there was a single caucus or a primary election. You just folded your tent and you went home. So you never got any votes there. And you didn't get any votes from people this time out. Meanwhile, there are millions of loyal Democrats. Now, I think they may be misguided on policy, but they seem like pretty decent people, nice people, right? Devoted to their party. They believe in it. They went out and they voted. And they voted for Joe Biden. And then you took him away. Joe Biden also had an appearance where he was talking about Florida. Now, you know, he's sort of babbling about Hurricane Milton, which is nothing to laugh about. This is huge. Category 5 hurricane that, as of a couple of moments ago, looked like it was going to hit sort of center on Tampa. Well, you got 3.5 million people in that area. That's a lot of people. And Tampa itself has not had a hurricane of this magnitude since the 1920s. And the mayor there is Jane Castor. She's an interesting woman, by the way. Jane Castor is I don't know exactly what's happened to her. She was a police officer, and she was very openly gay, for whatever that's worth. But she was actually a cop, and she had a reputation as a pretty good cop. And then she was the chief of police, and, you know, everybody knew about her personal life, and from everything that I could tell, nobody really cared. And then she decided politically it would be more advantageous for her to become a Democrat, which I think is twisted. I think it would have been much more advantageous for her to remain as a Republican. It's why I look at my buddy John Reed, right? If John's going to run for lieutenant governor, and I don't know what he is, I don't have any inside information. I'm hoping that he does, because I fully intend to support him and make a contribution to his campaign and all that. But I think it positions him in a very unique way to stand up and say that he is a very conservative Republican who also happens to be a gay guy, right? That's a good story. It's an interesting story. And I think that really was the case with Jane Castor down in Tampa. But anyway, I digress. So Jane Castor announced at a press conference a little bit earlier, and she's very, very serious, said, hey, if you are in a single-story home, you need to understand that the storm surge we're looking at in Tampa is about 15 feet. And your single-story home is only about 12 feet high, which means that's going to be your coffin. That's what she said. I mean, does it get much more direct than that? Kamala Harris yesterday was trying to spin politics and say that Ron DeSantis would not take her phone call to discuss the hurricane and FEMA. Ron DeSantis said, number one, she never called me. Number two, I'm not taking her call anyway because the vice president has nothing to do with FEMA or relief efforts. Joe Biden, who I really do think is not happy about having been deposed, he went to great lengths in his presser to talk about Ron DeSantis doing a great job, and he pointed out that Ron DeSantis has his, meaning Joe Biden, his personal phone number. Well, yeah. Ha, ha, ha. All right. I just wanted to share that with you. All right. Now, we got a lot of other stuff to go to. I do have some more polling numbers coming in from across America. Lots of places that we've been told should not be in play are very much in play. We're 27 days until the presidential election. And I, as you know, I don't do predictions. But today's one of those days. I'm feeling pretty good. I really am. Oh, I mentioned John Reed. John is here each and every morning at 6 a.m. I want to make sure that you are here for that. Don't miss it. Get here early so you can hear Gary Hess delivering the news. Quick reminder about our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I will certainly share the text with you in a moment. And some folks have reached out to me and said, hey, Jeff, what happened to Charles Pyle? He's doing a great job on your show. And I said, yes, he is. And he's really a good, solid news guy. I said, oh, he absolutely is. I said, you know, we're very, very happy to have him. So why wasn't he there the last couple of days? Charles has got a family matter, and I'm not going to get into it, not my place. But it's a pretty intense sort of a thing that he's dealing with at the moment with the family issue. So give him a little space. We're hoping he'll be back tomorrow. We don't know, but I would hope that he is back tomorrow. And I always preface this by saying, if you are so inclined, because some people are like, yeah, I don't do that. But if you are so inclined, I would ask you to keep Charles and his family in your thoughts and your prayers, because they could use it right about now. It is 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.